is out there, folks. The truth is out there, ladies and gentlemen. Stranger than you'd believe. Or didn't we all have in our imagination what Disclosure Day would look like? Didn't it look like an address from the Oval Office? Perhaps a UFO landing on the lawn? Some important, you know, ground-shaking revelation? People packing into churches to try to find some answer? Having their entire understanding of the universe flipped on its end? Nope. Instead, we get a Truth Social from Trump just being like, have fun, guys. Okay. Cool. We will. So what do we do? So what is this exactly? I'll tell you what it is overall. From Mario Knopfall, just some overviews about what exactly this is. The Pentagon's UFO files cover 8 decades of encounters. The through line across all of them, objects pulling 90-degree turns at speed, no sound, no exhaust, no radar signature, outrunning supersonic jets, operating at altitudes no human aircraft can reach, witnessed by commercial pilots, military crews, police officers, and astronauts across dozens of countries. Which again, it's like, yeah, well, okay. Yeah, it's like, yeah, that's also in the Wikipedia article about UFOs. Like, yeah, you are just describing everything everybody's ever known about UFOs. Nothing new so far. The French Air Force reported one in 1977. Their controller asked if their oxygen masks were leaking. Okay. Air France Flight 3532 watched an 800-foot object shapeshift and vanish in 1994. Radar confirmed it. 3 Soviet military members watched UFOs make a supersonic jet look like it was standing still in 1989. 162 files, 400-plus incidents, every single one of them unresolved. What's the explanation that fits all of them simultaneously? He asks. Well, there doesn't need to be one. Each one could be different, honestly. I haven't seen any information about some of the UFO encounters I have had questions about. There was a famous UFO encounter, in fact, in Iran in, I think, 1977. Only in that case, there was a fighter jet that detected it and tried to fire on them, but found that the triggers didn't move when he tried to pull them. And the speculation was somehow the alien craft had an ability to take over, not the computer components of a jet, but like the literal mechanical components, could control them somehow. That's a very interesting account with a lot of documentation that even just the Wikipedia article reads like a episode of The X-Files. I haven't seen any information about that. Derek Evans at Derek Evans 4WV says, I had Grok read all 161 UFO files and analyze it for us. Here's the Grok summary for anybody who's interested. 161 FBI files. All 161 documents come from one single FBI case file with a very complicated name. These are divided into sections, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, etc., and serials, including serial 130 and 153. They are historical records covering approximately 1947 through 1968 on flying disc and UFO reports. So again, it's that timing that I find a little bit suspicious. Why 1947? Did that happen to be right when we were receiving material from Nazi experiments? Were we, you know, testing our own advanced technology like nuclear weapons at that time? Does that have anything to do with it? It's just a little coincidental to me that aliens start showing up right about the time that we achieve the technology possible to make things look like aliens are showing up. What a coincidence. What a surprise. What else does it say? There are historical records, right, 47 through 68. Contents include public witnesses, witness letters and detailed sighting reports, internal FBI memos and telexes, correspondence between FBI, military, and other agencies, investigation notes, and follow-ups. There are more complete versions with fewer redactions than what was previously available in the public FBI vault. Apollo mission materials, including photos plus transcripts. These are the newly highlighted visual and audio recorded items in the release. Photos including one from Apollo 17, 1972. One image shows three dots on a triangular in a triangular formation, visible in the lunar sky slash horizon. The official caption states there is no consensus about the nature of the anomaly, but a preliminary analysis indicates it could be a physical object. Apollo 12, 1969. Images show anomalous dots and objects captured above the lunar surface during lunar operations. That includes transcripts as well. Apollo 17, astronauts and operators describe very jagged, angular fragments that are tumbling, bright 6-inch flake-like particles drifting and tumbling away from the spacecraft, a distant, bright, rotating object flashing rhythmically, called, quote, something physical in the distance, estimated 10 to 12 Earth diameters away, peripheral flashes, and possible small lunar impact flash. Apollo 12, reports of flashes and particle of lights escaping the moon, sailing into space, floating bits and pieces, and instrument anomalies. So, I'm just saying, I mean, these are real aliens. They sound like rednecks. Sound like redneck aliens. They've got spaceship parts falling all over the place, littering the lawn. Say again. They're doing burnouts. Doing donuts on the lunar surface, just messing with us. Again, I just don't find any of this compelling. I don't find any of this jaw-dropping or groundbreaking. I've heard of all of this before. None of this is new to me. So it's great to see it officially acknowledged, but if you're waiting for something to be officially acknowledged before you believe it, I don't know what's wrong with you. In fact, we'll see. James Corsetti came out with a good video about some of the lunar phenomena. It's been recorded all the way back to like the 1500s, things like lights on the moon. It's been actually a fairly regularly observed phenomenon, and it was observed by the Apollo 11 astronauts minutes before, or perhaps hours before, actually landing on the surface of the moon, if you believe such a thing. Can we get a flat earth? We need a flat earth expert to help us make sense of this. Maybe that's what we're missing. Maybe that's why I'm confused. Maybe you plug that in and it does explain everything. I can't possibly imagine how, but I'm grasping at straws. I'm grasping at something. For the love of God, what is going on? Why are they like this? Why is our world like this? I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one, but like I'm genuinely kind of like pissed off that this is the way this is going. It's like we're getting this half disclosure. It's just a distraction. It's just confusing. I'm not even going to spend that much time on it, to be honest with you. I'll keep going through this, but I've got the Iran war to talk about. I've got a bombshell article about discrimination in the medical industry that is just far more important and relevant to my life than Apollo 11, you know, seeing flakes of things flying past their spaceship. Additional supporting Apollo-era transcripts, Apollo 11 debriefs, Gemini 7 contain similar observations of lights, objects, and particles. At least one modern 2023 FBI report, drone pilot sighting a linear object with a super bright banded light that suddenly vanished. Okay. So a lot of nothing. Basically, a lot of what we already knew. And that's basically it. So again, we can... we can go some more videos about this. Mario Nawfall posted this one, clip number 5. A U.S. military sensor tracked an object making a 90-degree turn at a very significant speed. We can watch that. So this is just one of the videos that we're showing. There's that 90-degree turn. You know, it's just weird that Disclosure Day is a bunch of like low-resolution stuff that you really can't make heads or tails of. And so the question is like, what is the purpose of releasing this? Why would they release this stuff if it's not a confirmation, if it's not an explanation for what we're seeing? What is the motivation behind putting this stuff out? And what is the motivation behind isolating particularly Christian pastors to tell them about this before it comes out? Saying, oh, this is going to make Christians question their faith. Is it not going to make Jews or Muslims or Hindus question their faith too? Why just Christians? What is the psychological operation going on here? I'm not buying it. I'm just not. And let's see, the only one so far that is actually anything really is this from Daily Mail. FBI files reveal reports of 4-foot-tall beings emerging from UFOs. Newly released FBI files have revealed shocking details of mysterious 4-foot-tall crewmen exiting a UFO in the 1960s. No photos, though, apparently. The documents released Friday as part of the Trump administration's UFO disclosure detailed how investigators reviewed reports that 1965 marked the year of the greatest number of UFO sightings observed by multiple witnesses across the world. The FBI summarized reports of metallic craft capable of hovering silently, reaching fantastic speeds, and interfering with electromagnetic equipment. The files also referenced that wreckage from crashed saucers had been recovered on multiple occasions, including material described as unknown metals containing microscopic spheres. But one of the most startling sections involved testimonies of encounters with apparent occupants of the craft. A few witnesses have reported seeing crewmen who had landed from the objects. The document states, describing the beings as 3.5 to 4 feet tall, wearing what appear to be space suits and helmets. The FBI records were among hundreds of newly released files, photographs, and videos published Friday under President Trump's long-awaited UFO Transparency Initiative. Hundreds of records, photos, and videos were uploaded to the Department of War's website. It's another thing I'm a little bit confused. Why the Department of War? Why, I wonder. It's certainly the department most thoroughly captured by the Trump administration. I mean, say what you want about Pete Hegseth. He definitely, you know, has taken the Department of War into his own hands and is doing what he wants with it. So why the Department of War would be the one to release this stuff and not NASA or literally